This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. In the debate, I guess the one where he went down the tubes, Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden said he was the only candidate to get the number of clips in a gun banned. I have no idea what that one means. And he laid blame on manufacturers as the country's enemy when it comes to gun control in the second round debates this past Thursday. Well, last Thursday, yeah. He said he's the only person who's beaten the NRA of all candidates. I'm the only guy that got assault weapons banned and the number of clips in a gun banned. I would buy back those weapons. We already started talking about that. We're trying to get it done. Former vice president also brought up his desire for smart guns. No gun should be able to be sold unless your biometric measure can pull the trigger. It's within our right to do it. We can do that. Our enemy is the gun manufacturers, not the NRA. Have you ever watched the sadness of the decline of somebody? I mean, I realize he's a leftist and all this other stuff, but I mean, come on. Isn't that sad? The number of clips he banned, the number of clips in a gun. I don't even know how to quantify the stupidity of that statement. So I just wanted to, point out that little ditty for you. Pre-4th of July. Let's us segue. There was an incident recently in Madison, Wisconsin. A 20-year-old man was shot at an event. At the event, guns were not allowed. And despite guns not being allowed, there was still a shooting. Somehow, some way. Police have not arrested a shooter or identified a suspect after a 20-year-old man was shot at Shake the Lake following the fireworks display this past Saturday. Madison Police Chief Mike Koval and Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway held a news conference Monday to talk about the police response to the shooting, the ongoing investigation, and how the shooting could affect the way events are run in Madison in the future. Rhodes Conway said at a news conference, "Let us be clear. Weapons were not allowed at this event, but as the chief said, that's very hard to control in an open environment like this." Officials are not identifying the victim, who was released from the hospital Monday. Koval said the shooting is not considered random, and the victim and the shooter knew each other. Police have recovered the gun involved. Now, the event in question is an outdoor event that had a large police presence. It's the kind of thing you were never going to be able to keep guns out of. even if they were disallowed. But despite this reality, the mayor sees this as some evidence to enact local-level gun control. From the same news source, the mayor also echoed her call for more gun control in the state of Wisconsin. Unfortunately, state law presently prohibits cities from creating gun control laws that are more restrictive than existing state law, Rhodes Conway said. But she leaves out a point that I'm dying to hear in this particular case. She leaves out is how more gun control would have benefited anyone in this particular incident. Guns were disallowed at the event. The gun-free zone thing was in effect. That didn't work either. What more was to be done? What more can we do? But wait a minute. Hang on a second. This is not how gun control works. No matter how many rules bad guys break to commit violence, it's always a justification for still more gun control. The failure of gun control is never at fault. Merely the reason that we need more of it. They're always looking for the reason. And crime is the reason they're looking for. Although crime is going down. Perfect notion of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. Then how can gun control be considered to be anything but insanity? How, when you ban guns from an event, do you say, up, enough? The idea is baffling to me. You still haven't told me how you're going to keep a criminal from committing a crime. That's what we should be talking about. How do you keep a criminal from committing a crime? Not how do you take guns from people. Because 99.9% of the people that have guns aren't going to use them in crime. They're in good hands, Mayor. What happened at this event is not even remotely unusual, but it's not the fault of guns. It's not the fault of gun owners. It's the fault of the violent jackwagons who are going to be violent jackwagons regardless of the law. If that's going to happen, why does anyone with a semi-functioning brain think that a gun control law will somehow change that fact, especially since local gun control laws will only apply within that city? You know, as soon as you walk out of the city limits, it's all fair game. Shot ya. And there's not going to be any effectiveness anyway. You think that just because you walk out, if this was the case, why don't we just put signs up at every entrance of everything owned by a law-abiding, operated by the law-abiding, say, no crime allowed. No violence allowed. Because if the whole city limits thing is going to work, if I'm walking up to the city limits of whatever, of Madison, I'm like, oh, no, we're in Madison, Wisconsin. Hang on a minute, I got to take my gun off. And I guess I'll have to say, I'll have to panhandle. I can't commit a crime in Madison. If somebody is in the city and they want to be a criminal, does that mean they're going to say, well, I got to go to work. Then they're going to drive to the outskirts of the, leave the city limits of Madison and then become like highwaymen from the days beyond. And then once they've robbed and pillaged, are they going to bring it back to the city? Will they be safe in the city? Will they be safe in the city? Or would that law, like all laws, this is the thing about all laws. All laws are ignored to a degree. If they weren't, there'd be no speeding, there'd be no crime, there'd be no violence, there'd be no rapes. Robberies, murder, there'd be none of that. All law is ignored. And you would think, some of these gun grabbers have a lot of student debt. You would think these gun grabbers understand what it means. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Town, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Brinklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Right now, in the world today, Vox is one of the most liberal publications. And that's saying something. Because of that, most of its writers are likely in something of an ideological bubble. It's not difficult to have that happen, especially when much of your ideology revolves around shunning people who disagree with you. I suppose I shouldn't be surprised when a Vox writer thinks the issue with gun control is that the Democrats aren't going big enough on it. So we get this from this little missive. To change the status quo, Democrats should go big. They need to focus on the abundance of guns in the U.S. and develop a suite of policies that directly tackles that issue. From licensing to confiscation to more aggressive bans of certain kinds of firearms, including perhaps all semi-automatic weapons, or at least some types of handguns. I am not naive. I don't think that this would lead to sweeping Australian or UK-style gun control legislation passing in 2021. But this broader conversation has to start somewhere. And that time is now. The NRA is in chaos as its leadership is caught in a civil war. The Parkland, Florida activists have forced guns into the spotlight. A recent morning consult poll found that Democratic voters put gun violence second only to climate change as the issue they wanted to hear about in the first debates. Just like Bernie Sanders helped launch discussions about single-payer and free college in 2016, a push in 2020 could help get the party to where it needs to be on this issue if they really want to address America's gun problem. The writer of this little ditty, I'm not making up the name, German Lopez, goes on to note that Democrats have taken a more incremental approach to gun control and that he thinks they should go big or go home. The thing that German Lopez is forgetting here is that in all that time, Democrats haven't made any headway at all. There have been calls for all kinds of measures, which have all managed to go nowhere, but of course nothing as grand as what Lopez is, you know, advocating has, happened. But all of it's gone nowhere. According to Hidden Tribes, the political breakdown of the United States has most people in one of seven categories based on their political opinions. Those categories are then placed on a spectrum ranging from the most leftist to the most conservative. And according to their report, the left is made up of three groups: progressive activists, 8%, traditional liberals, 11%, and passive liberals, 15%, with a total of 34% of the population. The right has three groups as well: devoted conservatives, 6%, traditional conservatives, 19%, and moderates, 15%, for a total of 40% of the population. And those two broader groups battle for the hearts and minds of the remaining 26% who are politically disengaged. Now, German Lopez, of course, is laboring under this false belief that ideas popular with Democrats are popular across the board. But, you know, a large portion of the population isn't going to side with them on this. If the politically engaged vote, you're going to end up with a fairly conservative majority every time. If the disengaged vote, they're going to have to be wooed, if you will. And this is where Lopez is failing. You see, he compares his idea with things like Medicare for All or similar measures, but he forgets why those have some degree of popularity. Those measures are bribery, you see. They're about giving someone something. Now, they'll be taxed to hell and back, but humans aren't always that far-sighted. They'll see that they won't have to pay for health care anymore, and they're going to call that good to go. Guns are different. With gun control, now you're talking about taking something away. In more ways than one. Besides, look at some of what Lopez wants to ban. And I hate to break it to him, but the Heller decision already rendered that one moot. Semi-automatic weapons have been around for over a century at this point, and most gun-owning households have one. I have probably 20. So, if that doesn't make the category common, what does? German? Or do you like Lopez better? I don't know. But then again, I suspect that Lopez, old German Lopez here, is not that worried about the constitutionality of much of anything. I will say, though, this, though. If he gets his way, there's going to be a surprise that he may not be so thrilled with. The problem that the left never, ever addresses. Most of your leftists live in these population centers where they're controlled by Democrats. No guns allowed. All of their edicts that they want to see passed emanate from these bastions of blue. The problem is this. If they were to push this and actually get this and this regime goes in place, you're going to have a shooting war. You're going to have a second civil war. And it's not going to be that big of a civil war. I mean, there's enough states that are not going to allow this to happen. There's enough governors that are not going to allow this to happen. The problem with all of these federal things that are out there, they're in these states. They're in these states. Problem with any sort of military solution, and the military will tell you this as fast as anybody else would. Guerrilla warfare is hell. They don't want to be involved in that, and that's what would happen here. That's what would happen here. So, nobody benefits from that either, Jim. Nobody benefits from that. So, your idea is a non-starter from the get-go. I'm glad you wrote about it. I'm glad you chided them. I wish they would listen to you. I'm ready for them to go all in. You know, stop this incremental stuff so I can get this over with. I might want to, take up shuffleboard or something one day. And it'd be nice to have the free time. But you got to be honest. You got to level with us. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says the Trump administration is optimistic about trade talks with China, but they've still got a lot to work out.
We are hoping that China will toe its end of it by purchasing a good many of American imports, agriculture services, maybe industrial, maybe energy. Not done yet, but we're hopeful.
Kudlow was speaking to reporters outside the White House. Now the president has backed off a threat to impose another round of tariffs on Chinese imports as the two sides continue to work out a trade deal. Edward Gallagher, the Navy SEAL, found not guilty of war crimes, but found guilty of taking a photo of himself with a dead ISIS fighter, was sentenced by a military panel to a reduction in grade, 4 months confinement that was already served, and 4 months partial pay. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Here we go!
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out. Boyd'sGunStocks.com. Let's go back to the debate. Let's go back to kindly old Uncle Joe, shall we? Where he touted his record as a strong gun control advocate. Sort of, you know, like German wants to have done. You know, German Lopez will like this. And this is what he's saying, and this is a very impressive thing, because he was a senator and a vice president. So he's never done anything. Most politics, you know, he served on a committee or something, but I mean, it wasn't Dianne Feinstein, I think, was actually the crafter of certain parts of the gun control bill. He might have been in charge of the Democrats at some point, but I don't know. He said, I'm the only person that's beaten the NRA nationally. I'm the guy that got the Brady Bill passed, the background checks, number one. Number two, we increased that background check for everyone during the Obama-Biden administration. When did that become a thing? When, you know, was this the Trump administration or the Trump-Pence administration? And how was that increased? You didn't get universal background checks. The background checks are still the same, Joe. You deluded old codger. He said, I'm also the only guy that got assault weapons banned, and the number of clips in a gun banned. And so, folks, look, and I would buy back those weapons. We already started talking about that. We tried to get it done. I think we can be done, and it should be demanded that we do it, and that's a good expenditure of money. Well, you don't know how much some of my guns cost, buddy, so you better bring out your checkbook, and then you still don't have enough money. And then he's talking about smart guns. He thinks that gun manufacturers are the reason that smart gun technology isn't the norm on the market. He said, and the last thing, we should have smart guns. No gun should be able to be sold unless your biometric measure could pull that trigger. It's within our right to do that. We can do that. Our enemy is the gun manufacturers, not the NRA, the gun manufacturers. Well, listen, Joe, there's a couple problems with that. Did you notice that nobody is flying around in a Jetson car right now? Did you notice that? Did you notice that there's no Doc's DeLorean? Where we're going, we don't need roads. You notice that that hasn't happened yet. Technology hasn't happened yet. The biometric thing you're talking about is a James Bond fictionalized thing for Daniel Craig. And, I mean, when I saw that, I was thinking, you notice it never came back. It wasn't in Spectre. Because it's stupid. And James had to use multiple guns in Spectre. But none of them has a biometric thingy. Now, he has been at the forefront of pushing smart gun technology for years. Back in 2012, he appointed the vice president to lead a gun control task force. And during that time, the task force suggested that Obama take 23 executive actions, one of which was to direct the Attorney General to issue a report on the availability and most effective use of the new gun safety technologies and challenge the private sector to develop innovative technologies. The NIJ, the National Institute of Justice, released a study on smart guns in 2013 and found that none of the models were successful, and they spent a whopping $12.6 million over 15 years to study the very technology that Biden is pushing for. The report stated, while none were successful enough with their designs to bring models to the marketplace, the initial R&D has provided a wealth of knowledge and experience on which to build. The problem with a gun, with any gun, is always going to be about reliability or unreliability. A reliable gun, for example, Glock. Glock is a reliable gun. I'm not a big Glock fan. I have a few. But I prefer the Glock clones with a straighter grip angle. But every gun I own is 100% reliable. Will it be 100% reliable 100% of the time? I have no idea. If I manage to keep them the way I manage to keep them most of the time, all the time, 99.99999% of the time, yes, they'll be 100% reliable. The unreliability factor is what makes gun owners uneasy with smart gun technology. How many times, I mean, I've got facial recognition with my iPhone X. It doesn't see me sometimes. I've got fingerprint recognition with my MacBook Pro. It takes a little bit of time. What happens, you know, when my hands are wet, I can't use my fingerprint thing. If I'm wearing sunglasses, I can't use face recognition. What if I don't push it on it hard enough? What if I don't have the camera aimed at my face? How many, you know, there's a lot of ways this technology can fail. Now, it's cool. Look here, I can unlock my phone with my face. Interestingly, when I use Apple Pay, for example, and I have to unlock that with my face, then they want my PIN number too. Like there's somebody running around with my face in their pocket and my debit card. So there's too many different ways these kind of things can fail, right? Same thing applies here. When a person's body goes through a fight or flight, adrenaline is pumping and hands are likely to be sweaty or clammy, and the last thing a person wants when they're needing to defend themselves is having to worry about whether or not their firearm is going to read their fingerprint. Now, a recent study conducted by the Center for Gun Policy and Research at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School for Public Health. Whenever you hear that, you should just say, not reliable, completely biased. They found that only 5% of gun owners would consider purchasing smart guns. And of those who were surveyed, 70% of gun owners were very concerned or somewhat concerned that smart gun technology would work if needed. It's these uncertainties and unreliabilities that make smart gun technology unreliable. What's even more interesting is that Biden flip-flopped on how he feels about gun manufacturers. Right now he's pandering to his base, but back in 2012, following the Newtown shooting, Biden met with the NSSF and praised the Firearms Industry Association for Project Child Safe, a program that provides free gun locks to 15,000 law enforcement agencies throughout the United States. You guys are doing a lot of good things, including the gun lock thing, and this isn't just Joe Biden blowing smoke. I mean it. Talking about himself in third person. To date, more than 38 million gun locks have been distributed to law enforcement agencies to hand out to gun owners. And guess who makes up the NSSF? NSSF. I get it right. It's one of those alphabet things. Firearms manufacturers, Joe, you moron. Not only that, but gun manufacturers frequently provide gun locks with new firearm purchases. Like every time I buy a gun, I get a new lock. I have a massive collection of gun locks. I've got more. I could start my own gun lock business. Since 1998, 70 million locks have been handed out, which has been an estimated value of more than $140 million. They've given that away. Gun manufacturers aren't the enemy, Joe. Your lack of education and your senility is the enemy, Joe. Now go count how many clips I can't put in my gun for me, would you? And let me know how many that is. Joe Biden. The Obama Biden. It's these kind of delusions of grandeur that just crack me up, especially when it's this kind of, well, you know, I got it done. It's me. Okay, Joe. Congratulations. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turn key equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Anytime. Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. And speaking of boydsgunstocks.com, let me just give you a real quick roll call, if I may, to make my point just so we know what we're talking about here. There's a point to this. My sponsors are AR500 Armor, which presents the show, Franklin Armory, Boyd's Gun Stocks, and Aero Precision USA, which are segment sponsors, then Gunwinner, Nighthawk Custom, Ace Firearms, CZ USA, DeSantis Holsters, SDI International, and Elevate, which is the only company of all of these that is not in the gun industry. And the guy who owns Elevate is in the gun industry. So, the gun industry is a part of me. This show would not be possible without the gun industry, and which leads me to my point. Biden, who was one heartbeat away from the presidency at one time, has said that the gun industry is the enemy, not the NRA, the gun industry, the gun manufacturers. Not a single candidate on the stage that night condemned the remark. Their silence was a tacit agreement. Not a single candidate had the courage to name the violent criminals as the problem or the fortitude to stand up to those who prey upon the vulnerable in our society as it is. Instead, they're blaming the gun industry as an industry and the law-abiding gun owners that are served by the gun industry. Those are their blame too. They said this, Biden said, this is what we're up against in the coming election season. It's indicative of how much the landscape has changed and the lengths elected officials will go to score points. You know, there's somewhere, depending on who you talk to at any given time, I happen to think there's 150 million gun owners in the United States. When Obama took, when he took office, it was generally an agreed number that 80 million people owned guns in the United States. And now there's even the NSSF says more than 100 million, but they won't go into depth as to how far, how many more there are. There are legal gun owners in every state in the United States today, even in the blue, the deep blue states. And we're not the problem. Every Democratic candidate is now gunning for an industry that supports 312,000 jobs, that earns $15.7 billion in wages, and has a total economic impact of over $52 billion. Firearms industry at large pays $6.8 billion in total taxes in 2019. That's how much it will be paid. We are the fabric of America. These are American jobs in every corner of the nation. DeSantis, right? They're in New York. They're in New York. I don't have any sponsors in New Jersey, thank God. I have friends there, though. Our industry is the arsenal of democracy, which was a phrase coined by Democratic President Franklin D. Roosevelt, supplying the firearms that our armed forces and the men and women of law enforcement use to protect our nation and keep our communities safe. Candidates on the stage, including Biden, agreed with the far-fetched notion of mass confiscation of firearms, first proposed by Newcomb Swalwell. Biden said, "I would buy back those weapons. That plan would use the tax dollars paid by law-abiding gun owners to confiscate the more than 16 million personal defense weapons." I don't call semi-automatics modern sporting rifles. I think of them as personal defense weapons. But that's what they want to buy back, the AR-15s, the box-fed magazine guns, which the 16 million number only applies to AR-15s, not the Galils, which you can still buy if you know where to look, not the AKs, not the, you know. Senator Amy Klobuchar, Democrat from Minnesota, defended firearms confiscation as legal. "That's not confiscation," she said. "You would give them the offer to buy back the gun." Of course, you know, you're being coerced. But we already have a template of what it looks like when a government would make criminals of lawful citizens because they don't like the guns they own. New Zealand is attempting confiscation now, and just 37 of the 1.2 million semi-automatic firearms were surrendered because gun owners there don't trust the government to protect them or pay their fair market value. Biden, of course, Biden, you know, going back to the smart gun thing, he not only wants to push the smart gun technology, he would ban all firearm sales unless they were smart guns. Now, the NSSF was at the table with Biden when he was looking for these answers before, because we're back to that task force. Remember the task force? Here's the problem with all of their proposals. One, they're non-starters. Every one of these people that are running for president, they all suffer from some of the most monstrous of delusions, like their policies are popular. How do you look at somebody? I was once on a little panel at a local radio station in Columbia, South Carolina, where they asked me, how come conservative talk radio does better than leftist talk radio? And I said, well, look at what you guys are selling. And they looked at me and they didn't quite get it. I said, you want all the money. You want all the control. You want to take guns. You want to take money. and you want to run every aspect of everybody's life. Now, you would call this government services. But, you know, I knew about the NHS when I was on that panel prior to this show even existing, because we're talking pre-2012 there. And, you know, look at what they're selling. The fact that these guys think that they could even become president is indicative of their delusion. Now, have crazier things happened? Sure. Sure they have. I don't think Trump being elected was a crazy thing, because I saw that coming a mile away. Just like I see this landslide that is slowly beginning to roll downhill. And it's not going to be the Democrats. Whoever the Democrats, whoever they send out there, is going to get completely, it's not going to be fun for them. They're not going to have a good time with this at all. Then I'm sure we'll have another, you know, it'll be contested, and we'll have some other thing. Maybe, I don't know, maybe Estonia will have hacked the election process or something. Even though none of these voting machines are hooked to the internet. That's all beside the point. Don't you know? We are not the enemy. But we know who the enemy is. As we're heading into hour number three, coming up next, we're going to be joined by Dean Weingarten. He is somewhere, I think, in Dallas right now. But he's at least back in the United States. We're going to talk about what's been on his mind as we get ready to head into the 4th of July weekend. So that's coming up next. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.